New Hampshire is small in size and population, but when the state votes, it commands the attention of the entire nation. And the results reverberate all the way to the White House. In most states, voters registered with a political party can only vote for that party's candidates. But in some states, such as New Hampshire, voters not registered with a party are allowed to take part. Candace Nelson is an elections expert.
The purpose of the primary season was to get enable candidates to introduce themselves to the voters, to let the voters get to know the candidates, to think about the candidates over the course of 3 or 4 months.
Candidates have always campaigned person to person in what pundits call retail politics. They go from town to town, shaking hands, attending rallies, and other means of contacting the electorate. And the candidates use these contacts to try out their issue positions with voters. Iowa State University political scientist Stefan Schmidt.
It's like a stage, or it's like a convention center where the candidates come and they try to sell their wares, and we let them do that. The ones who sell a lot of their wares go on.
Candidates are sellers and voters are buyers. People who go to political events such as campaign rallies not only want a handshake but also want their concerns addressed. Associated Press political reporter Phil Elliott.
They go to these events, they pack the coffee shops, they wait for hours to meet the candidates and ask them very serious and substantive questions.
The traditional 3 or 4 month period of states holding primaries and caucuses has been shrinking in recent presidential elections as states schedule earlier and earlier in hopes of gaining greater visibility and power in determining the party's presidential nominee. Some people have proposed that all states conduct their primaries or caucuses on the same day. Mark Rome is a political scientist at Georgetown University.
The main advantage of a national primary is that the votes from individuals across the nation would count equally towards choosing the presidential candidates. That would be a good thing. The bad thing about a national primary is it would give special advantages to those who have raised the most money and those who have the highest name, the highest popularity when the race starts.
In primary elections and caucuses, a vote cast for a presidential candidate is actually a vote for that candidate's delegates to his or her political party's national convention, which takes place about 2 months before the final vote. The candidate with the greatest number of delegates overall becomes that party's presidential nominee in the November 2012 general election that leads to the White House. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.